Happy Easter, this is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord with all my heart, in the company of those who do right, in the congregation. The works of the Lord are magnificent. They are treasured by all who desire them. God's deeds are majestic and glorious. God's righteousness stands forever. God is famous for his wondrous works. The Lord is full of mercy and compassion. God gives food to those who honor him. God remembers his covenant forever. God proclaimed his powerful deeds to his people and gave them what had belonged to other nations. God's handiwork is honesty and justice. All God's rules are trustworthy. They are established always and forever. They are fulfilled with truth and right doing. God sent redemption for his people. God commanded that his covenant last forever. Holy and awesome is God's name. Fear of the Lord is where wisdom begins. Sure knowledge is for all who keep God's laws. God's praise lasts forever. Today's Old Testament reading comes from Exodus chapter 12, verses 28 through 39. The Israelites went and did exactly what the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron to do. At midnight, the Lord struck down all the first offspring in the land of Egypt, from the oldest child of Pharaoh sitting on his throne to the oldest child of the prisoner in jail, and all the first offspring of the animals. When Pharaoh, all his officials, and all the Egyptians got up that night, a terrible cry of agony rang out across Egypt, because every house had someone in it who had died. Then Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron that night and said, "Get up. Get away from my people, both you and the Israelites. Go, worship the Lord as you said. You can even take your flocks and herds as you asked. Just go and bring a blessing on me as well." The Egyptians urged the people to hurry and leave the land because they thought, "We'll all be dead." So the people picked up their bread dough before the yeast made it rise, with their bread pans wrapped in their robes on their shoulder. The Israelites did as Moses had told them and asked the Egyptians for their silver and gold jewelry, as well as their clothing. The Lord made sure that the Egyptians were kind to the people, so that they let them have whatever they asked, and so they robbed the Egyptians. The Israelites traveled from Ramses to Succoth. They numbered about 600,000 men on foot, besides children. A diverse crowd also went up with them, along with a huge number of livestock, both flocks and herds. They baked unleavened bread from the dough they had brought out of Egypt. The dough didn't rise because they were driven out of Egypt and they couldn't wait. In fact, they didn't have time to prepare any food for themselves. Today's New Testament reading comes from 1 Corinthians 15, verses 12 through 28. So if the message that is preached says that Christ has been raised from the dead, then how can some of you say there's no resurrection of the dead? If there's no resurrection of the dead, then Christ hasn't been raised either. If Christ hasn't been raised, then our preaching is useless and your faith is useless. We are found to be false witnesses about God because we testified against God that he raised Christ, when he didn't raise him, if it's the case that the dead aren't raised. If the dead aren't raised, then Christ hasn't been raised either. If Christ hasn't been raised, then your faith is worthless. You're still in your sins. And what's more, those who have died in Christ are gone forever. If we have a hope in Christ only in this life, then we deserve to be pitied more than anyone else. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. He's the first crop of the harvest of those who have died. Since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead came through one too. In the same way that everyone dies in Adam, so also everyone will be given life in Christ. Each event will happen in the right order. Christ, the first crop of the harvest, then those who belong to Christ at his coming, and then the end, when Christ hands over the kingdom to God the Father, when he brings every form of rule, every authority and power to an end. It is necessary for him to rule until he puts all enemies under his feet. Death is the last enemy to be brought to an end. Since he has brought everything under control, under his feet, when it says that everything has been brought under his control, this clearly means everything except for the one who placed everything under his control. But when all things have been brought under his control, then the Son himself will also be under the control of the one who gave him control over everything. so that God may be all in all. Today's Gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 9 through 20. After Jesus rose up early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out 7 demons. She went and reported to the ones who had been with him, who were mourning and weeping, but even after they heard the news, they didn't believe that Jesus was alive and that Mary had seen him. After that, he appeared in a different form to 2 of them, who were walking along in the countryside. When they returned, they reported it to the others, but they didn't believe them. Finally, he appeared to the 11 while they were eating. Jesus criticized their unbelief and stubbornness because they didn't believe those who saw him after he was raised up. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the good news to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever doesn't believe will be condemned. These signs will be associated with those who believe. They will throw out demons in my name. They will speak in new languages. They will pick up snakes with their hands. If they drink anything poisonous, it will not hurt them. They will place their hands on the sick and they will get well." After the Lord Jesus spoke to them, he was lifted up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. But they went out and proclaimed the message everywhere. The Lord worked with them, confirming the word by the signs associated with them.
There is a sound I love to hear. It's the sound of the Savior's robe as he walks into the room where people pray, where he hears praises, he hears faith. There is a sound I love to hear. It's the sound of the Savior's robe as he walks into the room where people pray, where we hear worship, he hears faith. Awake my soul and sing, sing his praise aloud. Sing his praise aloud. Awake my soul and sing, sing his praise aloud. Sing his praise aloud. There is a sound that changes things. It's the sound of his people on their knees. Awake up, you slumbering. It's time to worship him. Awake my soul and sing. Sing his praise aloud. Sing his praise aloud. Sing his praise aloud. Sing his praise aloud. And when he moves, and when we pray, where stood the wall now stands away, where every promise is amen. And when he moves, make no mistake, the bowels of hell begin to shake. Oh, hail the Lord, oh, hail the King. King of glory, enter in. Fall down on your knees and worship him. Let his praise rise up, don't hold it in. Awake my soul and sing. Sing his praise aloud. Sing his praise aloud. Awake my soul and sing. Sing his praise aloud. Sing his praise aloud. Awake my soul and sing. Sing his praise aloud. Sing his praise aloud. Awake my soul and sing. Sing his praise aloud. Sing his praise aloud.
The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this Lenten season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these closing words from Psalm 114. Earth, tremble before the Lord. Tremble before the God of Jacob, the one who turned that rock into a pool of water, the flint stone into a spring of water. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was Awake My Soul, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.